In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Oh man, you guys remember Lean on Me? That was like the best movie. I was emotional and everything else when I saw that movie. And do you guys remember when Morgan Freeman won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in Million Dollar Baby? This is so crazy. Mr. Clark? So obviously I'm talking about the whole harassment accusation and all that stuff with Morgan Freeman. And I'm reading on CNN, it says that 16 people spoke to CNN about Freeman as part of this investigation, 8 of whom said they were victims of what some called harassment and others called it inappropriate behavior. 8 said they witnessed Freeman's alleged conduct. These 16 people together described the pattern of inappropriate behavior by Freeman on the set. I don't know if you guys remember, Morgan Freeman was having an affair with his step-great-granddaughter or his step-granddaughter or something like that. So it's almost like, you know, we forgot about that, and, you know, why are we even surprised? I don't really know. Like, for me, I do look at celebrities and their lives, and sometimes I'm like, oh man, you guys have the best opportunities, and, you know, you went from rags to riches, or whatever it is. I always think like, man, you know, if I could get in that position, or if I could have the kind of money that they have, or the type of recognition that they get, or whatever, you know, whatever great is going on in their lives, that's kind of what I look into. But it's like, I feel like these, it's like you get money and the power goes to your head, or, you know, something happens, it triggers, and you don't know who you're gonna come across, you don't know what lives you're gonna touch, or what things are gonna happen along the way of your journey of being successful. And I feel like these celebrities are just going left, right, and I mean, Steve Harvey Productions now, it's all kinds of crazy things. But I had a conversation with some of my friends over the weekend. You know, we had a barbecue and just having fun and enjoying ourselves, and then we just got into the conversation about Morgan Freeman and Will Smith and who's next and this hashtag MeToo movement. It's a lot considering the fact that we hear what's happening in the celebrity world, but what's happening in our own communities. So we kind of touched a little bit on that, and you can listen to some of what we had to say, and it's uncut, not edited, so bear with me with the background noises. Stay tuned. What do you guys think about Morgan Freeman
getting accused of sexual harassment?
Yes.
No, it's not sexual harassment.
Wait.
It's not sexual harassment. It's sexual misconduct.
Okay.
So now a dude can't flirt anymore.
Word?
It's sexual misconduct.
I didn't know that.
Wait, can we talk about the fact that Morgan Freeman was having an affair with his great-granddaughter?
And then the step-great-granddaughter
was murdered by her lover?
Yeah.
Was that in 2015? He was having an affair
with
that
woman that... With the woman
the step-granddaughter he was having an affair with.
That got murdered?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even hear that piece of it.
Yeah.
That happened a while ago.
Apparently,
I remember when it happened, but I didn't know that there was a scandal where he was involved with her. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just...
That recently came out like 3 months ago, 4 months, whenever it was.
No, I didn't hear about that. Yeah.
And now we have, Steve Harvey in the production?
Steve Harvey now?
Yeah, because he wanted somebody to wear a provocative dress. So now there's sexual misconduct.
Well, the production, the producer, whatever show.
But Bill Cosby just suffered double jeopardy. That nigga just went back to court.
But Bill, Bill was out there.
He was wilding with everybody else. Like, it wasn't like he just decided
NBC?
To
go. You know what?
I'm not saying that. He didn't. It's not okay that they're trying to, like, single him out, but it's like, he's still guilty.
He was wild. He was. But it's messed up because he's a setup.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that is. And he beat the system, and then the system got him back in on double jeopardy. Because he should have never been able to go back. He should have never had to go back to court for the same crime.
And I'm sorry, it's not justice. You're putting a man that old in jail. Sorry.
80 years old?
He's gonna die really soon. Come on. It's not justice.
I think he's gonna die before jail.
There was more to it than just that.
Bill Cosby ain't going to jail. Now, I've heard the conspiracy theories of he was buying NBC. They wanted to stop him because Bill Cosby is mad pro-black. So they don't want that. Like, the powers that be don't want him to be able to control what shows are on a major network. So that's what was said. I don't know how true it is, but that's what I've heard. And I kind of believe that.
I don't know if you've ever seen
Bill Cosby outside of comedy and Fat Albert. Like, he did a lot of educational stuff for the black race.
He did, but you
would never know that if you didn't do any research on it. Like, the stuff that I saw that he had done, I was like, holy shit, he did this? So, you know, white America knows that Bill Cosby is dangerous, which is why they're doing this to him, to discredit him. But the fact that they're throwing him in jail at 80 years old or trying to is fucked up. That's why I think he's going to die.
Who's next?
That's a good question. they're hitting Morgan Freeman. You guys are saying they're hitting Steve Harvey. I'm trying to think who is a potential leader amongst the black community that they could get to. You know, Denzel don't come out of his house. So unless he's doing a movie.
Unless he's doing a movie,
he don't get out of his house. He don't do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Oh, God, Will Smith.
I wonder what's going to happen with Harvey Weinstein.
Will Smith is not guilty. I'm pretty sure.
Will Smith is gay?
He's not.
Isn't he all into swinging open relationships with
That's
Jada?
That's why I believe that he's gay. I believe that he's bi.
Wow.
Like, it's a convenience situation.
Who might argue? I don't know. Could be.
I don't know either. I feel like I look at Will Smith. I look at the body of work he has. I look at his wife. I say, you have this. You're both perpetuating this open relationship. I wonder. And I've heard stuff about her too, but I don't know how true this stuff is. This is just stuff you read and you hear in the media.
Yeah.
So, but I'm talking
about Will Smith. Who's next?
Will Smith. Yeah, he's gonna be next.
What?
I don't think so. This thing would be...
Chris says it's gay.
It's a sin for guys going off their natural instinct and flirting.
Bro, I don't even really talk to my female coworkers anymore.
It's crazy.
I don't even do it. I never flirt with them. I'm like, I'm not even gonna put myself in that situation.
No, you can't.
You can totally get yourself in trouble.
Imagine they come in dressed crazy.
Yep, I know.
I am.
It's like, I don't work in the office. Downstairs on the floor. And they try to grease and the dirt is. And they walking around propped up. I'm just like,
wow. See, I work in hospital.
Like, come on, man. Like, if you upstairs in your office, I know. It's like, come on, man.
You came to my spot.
I'm walking by you with an airplane part that's dripping in grease.
That's what they do, man.
It's like, come on, man. It's like,
and the double standards are obvious.
The double standards are
fake. Like, I work in hospitals.
We had a sexual harassment meeting a couple of years ago at work.
I love how you're smiling.
Some of the dudes were pissed off because it's like, it's trapping. Some coworker can't control himself. My coworker's like, yo, how is it okay that women get to come dressed inappropriately, blah, blah, blah? And he low-key had a point. And of course, it was a woman holding the meeting, so I couldn't wait for this exchange. And she goes, well, a woman can't help how she shaped, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
well, she can't help how she dresses.
Wow.
Well, you can't help
was her,
what you put
that
on.
That was her, exactly. That was her response?
Mm-hmm. That's such a bullshit response.
Yep.
She was the one running the meeting.
Yeah. I gotcha. Like, that's a classic cake, wanting your cake and eating it too.
Yeah, no, a woman, I mean, technically a woman can
like
control her shape.
We want you to look, don't touch, and we're going to
and don't say nothing.
So if a woman dresses sexy, then it's her fault.
Not at
to
all.
To be subjected to sexual harassment.
Not at
that's
all.
That's definitely
not at all.
Okay.
Not at
all. That's too cool. That's
not different. No, I'm just saying.
But here's, where do you draw the line? You're dressed in something that is provocative. That's cool.
Well, maybe she feels good about herself.
Hold on a second. I'm not fighting against the woman. All I'm saying to you is, where does it stop? Like, you come to work in something that's hot, and I go, wow, Nikki. That dress, you wearing that dress, you wearing the hell out that dress. So now I'm harassing you?
Yeah, and like, it comes to a certain point where it's like, come on. It's like, you come into work, everything is hugging everything, like your ass popping on. It's just like, yo, come on, man. It's like, I'm not going to sit here and holler, but it's like, dude, come on.
Right, like, come now on. You're hurting me. I can't say nothing to you.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know what, I'm not going to say nothing to you. And then what's going to happen? Women are going to be like, oh, I feel like I'm not included
like
in the workforce.
If I'm like super in shape, when it gets hot where I work, I'm not going to come and have all my thigh meat hanging out, part of my ass showing. I'm not doing that.
Right.
Because it's not respectful. So it's like, I see it as a two-way street.
Right.
So it's just like, come on, man. It's like,
and unless a man makes you feel unsafe at work, come on. Like,
yeah,
he can't compliment you.
And it's a little of, they wear that shit because they know they want to be looked at.
Absolutely.
And that's where it stops. And that's where it's crazy to me. It's like, you can't expect people to view you as being attractive but not make any kind of moves or actions on that.
Not view you
you're
as
playing
an
with
object.
Fire.
Right. Because you're still an object.
Yeah.
You're attractive.
Yeah.
And you dress the way, so people would look at you. Yes, you dress because you like what you wore. You like what you're wearing. You feel good about yourself. But you definitely want people to see it. You don't want to be in a world by yourself with fly outfits.
Yeah, certain right. clothes so, and certain cuts in clothes that can accentuate what you got going on.
Right. This is a mess. Because
again,
if you...
It's time and place. Like, if you work in an office, it's like, all right, you know, but it's like where I work, where you have people walking around in dickies, dirty shirts, and you're a part of that environment, that's where you work, and you're coming in to work decked out, like, come on, bro. I have some of my female workers, coworkers coming to work in, like, 6-7-inch heels to put tape on aircraft parts. Tell me if that makes sense.
Why are they even
Please
allowed
tell
to
me
do
if that?
That
makes sense.
What? That doesn't make any sense at all.
And they'll catch me double taking, thinking that I'm attracted to them, but I'm just like, yo, you looking crazy
what
right now.
What are you
now?
Wearing right now? Like,
yeah,
what is
like
that?
I look and I see you all decked out. I'm just like, come on, man. Like, okay, I get it. Like, you're not happy with y'all.
They need the looks.
You know what I mean? You're wilding out. But it's like, yo, chill out, man.
They need the looks. They need other dudes. They need other people looking at them and complimenting them because they don't get it. They feel like they're not attractive enough or whatever it is.
So you think it's a self-esteem issue?
Absolutely.
Of course it is.
There's definitely
Absolutely.
A portion of it.
Stems from a lot of things. Self-esteem, relationship at home.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of women come to work, they're mad at their husbands, they don't tell them that they look like
exactly.
Beyonce every night, so they come trying to get you know,
just dressed up and it's 80, like, oh, 20, there's this one dude at work, but there's somebody, you know, on the street or somebody on the train that's gonna tell me that I look good. So, yeah, you know, let me just dress like this.
Yeah. I get it. I get my compliment. I go home.
Yeah. Exactly.
But then you're going to get that one dude that's going to be like,
exactly.
Yo, what you doing later?
Let's make a move, bro. You looking like that for nothing?
No doubt.
Let me get your number.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, you're always going to have to compensate for these.
Yeah, and that's the problem. The problem is the extremists.
That extends past, you know, sexual harassment.
Yeah. I mean, so
basic protection.
Somebody like Harvey,
if you're in a rough neighborhood, you're going to take extra precautions. If you're in a rough neighborhood, you're going to dress super provocative?
No.
Exactly.
You don't say that.
You want to say about Harvey Weinstein?
People like Harvey Weinstein, yeah, they deserve it. Like, they've done what they've done. They thought they were invincible because back in the day there were no laws, no rules. You couldn't say that.
He was invincible.
Yeah, he was. And that's why
I... don't know half the shit he did.
I believe that that was just a Hollywood thing. That was just people like, yo, watch out for Harvey. And that was just...
And I'm walking under his desk to lock the door.
Crazy. Wait, was that him or was that... I heard... who's the newscaster? Good Morning America? Not Good Morning America.
Oh, Matt.
Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer. I heard that he had the button under the desk that would lock people in the office. I'm like, what the... Really?
That's some creepy ass shit.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
But... You know, those are the extremists. Those are the guys that got away with the little stuff. So over time, they're like, well, let me see what else I can get away with. I mean, it's disgusting.
I'm
but the average
sure it's
man.
Everywhere.
Capitalizing on young actresses that were desperate to get
To get in the role. That's all it is. Because there is a point at which actresses come to a point where it's like, look, man, I'm either going to get that role or I'm not.
Okay.
What? I got to do a little something to get it? All right, let me just do it. You know, and that's. That's sad in itself, but it's, you know, that's people.
But what makes them come out now? After all these years? Did they get all the rules that they wanted?
It's a domino effect.
We're in a certain time in this country where
nobody's standing up.
You can pounce on stuff like that.
Yes, you can. Yep.
I forgot how this movement started. Was it with Harvey Weinstein?
It might have been with Bill.
No, I think it was with Bill. Yeah.
The hashtag?
I think the hashtag
really got going.
Yeah, but it started with Bill. Like, Bill, like, he was the object of everybody's disgust. And then that's when people started losing their jobs, like Matt Lauer. That's when they got Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, the other old guy.
Who's the other old guy?
Bill O'Reilly,
yes. Yeah. Bill O'Reilly, they got him, too. Which, I don't like that dude anyway, so I don't care.
He didn't really get penalized.
Right.
No. Well, he lost the show.
About
bringing
them
back.
He got his severance. They paid him millions of dollars to walk away.
Well, yeah, he was under contract.
So what really happened to Bill O'Reilly?
You know he's coming back, too.
Oh, yeah, he's coming right back.
And that's crazy. The fact that he's coming back after he was paid is just like, word, double reward. I got a vacation.
And what does that say to all your female employees that work for Fox?
I agree.
What does that say to them directly?
That says, watch your ass.
That's right.
Because he's going to be powerful again. You know what I mean?
Wait, we didn't even talk about Russell Simmons.
Because his shit was mad quick.
He was bugging.
Like,
too.
It was just like, I mean, did you ever see? He had a reality show for like 2 seconds. And if you saw of him in his office and his dealings, like, it was fly. Like, I couldn't believe how realistic it was. But they pulled that mad quick. Now I see why.
Wow.
Because when I saw it, it was, you know, no holds barred in his reality show. Like, he was real. Like, he was hitting on women. He was having sex with women in his office. He was doing his thing.
Like, Russ is a hood dude where money did not change him in any aspect.
No, he's the same guy.
But is it because of work, though? Is it because of work? So if we go to a bar, we go to a club or whatever, and I'm hitting on, doing whatever. Now, is it gonna transfer, like, yo, is this sexual harassment because you're hitting on me now?
If she keeps telling you no, what? And you keep coming after her, yes, it is sexual harassment. But if you just say, damn, girl, we in a club at a bar. If we're in a club at a bar and you got on the super tight.
Also, when you're working, I think you're signing just to agree that you won't behave that way.
Right.
When you're walking into a club, it's different.
Yeah,
it's unless you're physically putting your hands on someone, or, you know, I think it's different. I think the laws are different.
I just think it's Everybody want ketchup?
I'm gonna want ketchup, but I'm not a cheeseburger. That's not what happens. Yeah, I am. I mean, it's getting out of control. The lines are getting very, very blurred. Like, as a single heterosexual male, you don't know how to act if you're not, you know, cognizant of who you are, like, and realize, all right, I can only talk to women a certain way. Like, it's a little scary out there. But I wouldn't be worried about a woman in a bar or a club unless I put my hands on her. That's a totally different situation. You know,
you're in a social setting, so you have to expect men
to approach you.
That's what
exactly.
Setting is for.
Right.
Right. Now, complete unwanted attention is, and not only just approach you, we have been conditioned as men to not just approach, but if you get turned down, don't take no for an answer.
Exactly.
That's our society.
That's right, because you're playing a certain game.
Right. So
you have to earn the phone number, so keep going hard.
Right.
And then there'll be certain chicks where it's like, nah, I'm not interested.
Then there's all the chicks that'll be like, okay, here's my number. So it's like, how do you
give them the fake number?
But as a male, how do you know the difference? How do you know when to say, all right, she's not interested? Because it's
especially
a game.
Most males don't have good instincts when it comes to that.
Sure don't.
What if she just says, I'm not interested?
Ooh, it's in our DNA.
Because male women DNA. Do that. Women
it's
will say that.
It's
in
your male DNA to be involved with sexual harassment.
To pursue? Yeah.
And to not give up.
To pursue? Absolutely. And now, you can cross the line. You'll cross the line, obviously, with sexual harassment crap. But if somebody's going to turn you no, you're not going to be like, okay, you're going to walk away. You're going to be like, find other ways to go pursue them again.
If you're truly interested in that person, yeah.
So,
I just need a bun, bro.
Oh, well.
I need a...
So, just grab him by the pussy.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, just grab him. They'll be all right. And that's crazy.
When is Trump's turn?
He's got all kinds of women coming forward on that. What's happening to him?
Nothing.
He's got mad loot and good lawyers. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on. Nothing. That's why he's still president.
Think about
if Obama
he lied about
talking about some shit like that.
Of course he did.
Found out he was lying. Nothing happened.
Nothing of that. He lies about everything. That's why we're the laughing stock of the world.
And then he comes back and he says, oh yeah, we did. I did do that.
He doesn't even apologize. He just says, yeah.
He's like, I did it, and what?
I did.
Like,
yeah, oh yeah, I did pay off the, I did pay back.
He's like, yo, y'all elected me. What do you expect?
He's like, and what? What do I do? I'm the president.
Wow. I'm gonna let y'all eat.
Yes.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.